Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today. It is Wednesday, January 20th, 2021. Early this morning, President Donald John Trump appeared at Joint Base Andrews and left for Mar-a-Lago. Do we have a little bit of that? Can we play a little bit, just a little bit of his departure, maybe at the front end, and then him at the back end as well? Okay, let's do that.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
As you're watching,
thank you very much,
and
we love you, and I can tell you that from the bottom of my heart. This has been an incredible 4 years. We've accomplished so much together. I want to thank all of my family and my friends and my staff and so many other people for being here. I want to thank you for your effort, your hard work. People have no idea how hard this family worked. They worked, and they worked for you. They could have had a much easier life, but they did a fantastic job. I just want to thank all of you, everyone. I want to thank Mark Meadows, who's here someplace right there. I want to thank Mark. But it's been something very special. We've accomplished a lot. Our First Lady has been a woman of great grace and beauty and dignity. And so popular with the people, so popular with the people. In fact, honey, would you like to say a few words, please?
Being your First Lady was my greatest honor. Thank you for your love and your support. You will be in my thoughts and prayers. God bless you all. God bless your families. And God bless this beautiful nation. Thank you.
Undoubtedly the classiest First Lady in a long time, and a long time hence. That was Mrs. Donald John Trump speaking, and then, of course, President Trump spoke for about 16, 17 minutes and then departed in Air Force One for Mar-a-Lago. And that was, again, it began about 8:20 this morning. And, of course, we are now recording this program as the inauguration is going forth. I did send you a picture of Lady Gaga entering into the inauguration. I sent you several pictures, Eric, and you can toss them up. I just want to comment before we really begin the show. I just want to comment on a couple of these. However you want to, in whatever order you want, whatever you want to, it doesn't really matter. So whenever you have a chance, but, folks, you're listening to the Hagman Report, HagmanReport.com. That's where to go, HagmanReport.com. And I apologize. We've been having some trouble with the entire show, the 2 hour show, hooking up with our website. We hope we have that fixed today. If not, please just go to rumble.com/Hagman. You don't have to subscribe, but we ask that you do. And by subscribing, you can leave comments. And boy, are we getting the trolls out there. Some familiar, some not so familiar, but nonetheless, that helps our metrics. If you do subscribe and you follow us, I mean, if you create an account at Rumble and follow us, it helps our metrics. Very similar to YouTube. All right. Although that's not the only place, we're on multiple platforms, audio platforms, Spreaker, Spotify, and so on. Which is going to be something we're going to be getting to in a moment, because they have declared war. The globalists have declared war on broadcasts and podcasts, non-sanctioned broadcasts like ours, like our platform and Alex Jones and others. By the way, Steve Quayle is going to be on with Alex on Thursday, I believe Thursday, and then he's going to be on Coast to Coast AM Thursday night as a kind of a matter of housekeeping. So there you go. Now, there's Lady Gaga. I don't know what landed on her left. I had whatever she's wearing. And by the way, the what she's wearing is looks like a you know what? I can't even describe it, and I don't want to describe it. But there's Lady Gaga. Now, is this you compare this in 2021 to 2017? Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, it's just, as a matter of fact, there are a couple of images, from 2017 versus 2021, the Capitol grounds. You've got more soldiers. You've got more military at the Capitol. And don't worry about the rest of the pictures. Just get them whenever, there. Then you do have spectators or supporters. Hunter Biden showed up with Joe Biden. And brought his laptop with him, or actually he was looking for his laptop. He had a receipt. He was looking under the chairs for his laptop. He couldn't find it. Nobody told him that it was hidden by the FBI in a game of hide and seek. Actually, Rudy Giuliani has the hard drive, and we've got information from that hard drive. This platform does so. And to show it would be to get us knocked off of any respectable platform because, you know, we don't show child pornography and we don't show that kind of rot on this program. All right. With me, let's get right into it. Today, again, is the 20th day of January 2021. It is the Hagmann Report. With me is Randy Taylor, co-hosting, of course. And our guest is Richard Proctor, ProvisInstitute.com. That's ProvisInstitute.com. And there you will find the book, Saving the Constitution, the series, the Liberty series, Bathroom Economics, other books. Get Saving the Constitution. We need it now more than ever. I hope from last week that some people got off the couch and bought the book, Saving the Constitution. And we can ask Dr. Proctor when we bring him in. I'm going to bring Randy in first. Randy, how are you, sir?
Real.
You cut. Sorry about that. We missed your first.
Oh, I got my sunburn back.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. I've been down to Florida. I got my sunburn back.
Florida, you've been on the surface of the sun.
I went to Texas to see what was going on down there. There's a lot of sun in Texas.
Yeah.
He just got off of Air Force One.
Yeah.
Trump.
Yeah.
In Florida.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. How'd we do, Dr. Proctor, how'd you do with your book sales last week? I mean,
I sold almost every book I have.
Okay, good. Good. Because
I mean, every book I have in the office, I sold almost every book I have. So even though I'm short of books, I have 3,300 on order right now, They're going to be delivered varying days. I'll take care of everybody who sends something, but you should send it quickly because who knows what's going to happen. I'll fill every one of them that I can, and if I can't fill it, I'll refund the money.
Okay. Randy Taylor, good to have you. Good to have you back.
Hi. Can you hear me?
What?
Can you hear me?
What?
Hey, when you said getting knocked off the platform over Biden's laptop, how about just getting knocked off over Biden's laptop?
That's very true. You know,
oh
folks,
my God. Please notice, ladies and gentlemen, I have the American flag in the distressed position.
You know, yeah. I'm in distress today. We're in distress. I'm not, you know what? I was gonna, we're set to play the Biden's, swearing in. You know, guys.
Why waste the time?
Exactly. He's taken the oath of office. I thought for a second he came with Amy Klobuchar. I don't know. She was like in every picture with him. Did you guys, folks, did you see that? I don't know what the heck is up with that, but. Anyway, it looked like, seriously, the field in the grounds of the Capitol, there must have been You know, about two dozen people there.
You know what this whole deal looked like when I first looked at it this morning? This looked like that Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer when they went to the island of misfit toys. That's exactly what it looked like. We flew in and we've got Biden there shooting grape jelly out of his gun. And I mean, just what a bunch of dysfunctional dinglings. They've made a mockery of the United States government. The world is looking at us and going, wow, is that a man or a woman in the health department?
Yeah, I put something up on the website yesterday. My wife looked at it and she immediately called my office and she said, you cannot leave that up. You cannot leave what you wrote up.
Okay. But you look at this, we're the most powerful country in the world. There's nothing based that I'm seeing on qualifications. Nothing.
No,
this is all dog and pony. Politically correct, and in my opinion, politically incorrect. This is a clown show. This is ridiculous.
To me, this is what a dictatorship would look like.
A dictatorship would even put more qualified people in.
Well,
I don't know what this is. I don't even know what this is.
Don't forget, Hunter's there. It's the smartest guy that Joe knows.
This looks like the second floor of an insane asylum when the nurse is gone.
Remember that movie, Dr. Proctor?
Isn't it interesting that everybody's wearing masks? You don't know who's there. You have no idea who the identities of these people are.
Name tags, please. Yes. Yeah.
What a way to hide so nobody will know you're actually there. Look at this.
Yeah, there's Pence.
Garbage. You just have to hope you know who you're talking about.
This Klobuchar bouncing back up. Yeah, exactly. There's doctor. Don't forget doctor.
No, don't say that. Oh. Bill Biden, who's probably in a relationship with Klobuchar.
Oh my goodness. And cackles Klobuchar.
That just infuriated me this morning when I saw Harris with her hand in the air. We'd be taking the oath.
It's better than seeing her heels up in the air.
What a disgrace to the United States of America.
Check that motley crew out there, guys. All right. So, you know, let me start by saying this in clarification, just real quick, and then I'm going to turn it over to both of you, really, because you know what? I was up pretty much every night. I was up the entire night, the entire day. I got to tell you this. Folks, Randy Taylor had a loss, and I'm just going to leave it at that. Pray for Randy and pray for his
family. Not my brother.
Right. But a personal loss. Okay. And just keep Randy in your prayers. He's having I had the pleasure and opportunity of speaking with Randy Taylor's wife, and, just God bless that family. But anyway, having said all of that, and I'm going to leave it, I'm going to kick it to you, Randy, and you guys, you both of you talk amongst yourselves, because I'm going to go grab another cup of coffee while you do. But here's the thing that I'm going to make clear. We came out initially, way back when, and we essentially, and I hope that people understood this, that there was no plan. In other words, what I'm saying is this Q phenomenon was not, there was no solid plan. There was no plan. Now I like the fact that if that caused people to ask questions, then that was a good thing. But if it caused them to be, complacent, that's a bad thing. Okay. And for some reason, there are a couple of morons and I don't know how else to describe morons who leave comments saying, well, you know, you see your plan didn't work. We were never on board with that. In fact, I thought we were pretty clear, but apparently we weren't.
No, you got, those are leftist trolls too. There's not, it's, they, if you look at them, they have no history. There's what's being said in some of the comment sections on Rumble. In fact, I'll ask our listeners to stop by and, please welcome these people into the conservative family. But the people that are being rude on there and all, I'm not going to dignify them with any response. No,
No.
So,
and they're the same people over and over and over again.
They have nothing to do, and they certainly didn't contribute at all to the conservative movement. And if I had to put dollars to donuts, they didn't vote. These are exactly the people that are keyboard warriors. They've got imprints on their butt from their couch. Okay. These, where I'm from, we call them losers. Okay. So if you want to sit there and pound on Doug and I all day long because we supposedly predicted something, we didn't predict anything. We will present to you the realm of possibilities. But don't ever accuse me of making a prediction, because I don't make predictions. Okay. I will predict that if I'm ever put in charge of deleting comments, you will vanish. There's a prediction for you.
That's true.
We don't make predictions. Okay. That's not what we do. We've never done it. Anything is possible. But if we ever once said no, that Trump was going to enact this or enact that. No, we've never said that because we don't know. I am not Donald Trump.
And he hasn't sent me any memos. No. Just so no. You guys know.
Could he do it? Absolutely. Okay. He could beat Michael Pence up in the office.
Yeah.
But am I saying he's going to do that? No. I don't know what time he eats. I don't know what time he goes to the bathroom. I don't know what time he goes to bed. Okay. So the people that have accused us of making predictions, we don't make predictions. None of our guests have really made predictions. They presented you with possibilities, and they're solid possibilities. And as analysts, we will certainly look at every viable possibility. And anything we said on here was viable. So to our people in the comment section, next time vote. Maybe we could have changed something. But as far as getting...
Uncrooked machines, I don't know. But yeah.
Well, but getting these people that turn on patriots and turn on conservatives are not part of us.
No.
Okay? And really, you should disregard them and spurn them. If we do catch the comments, we'll probably delete them. But the point is, these are not your brothers and your sisters in the movement. These are not Christians that are supporting other Christians. These are not conservatives supporting other conservatives. You don't turn on each other when times get bad. We don't do that.
And, I just want to add here, this begins a new fight. Okay. And then again, this begins a new fight. We are
plan
the target.
B.
Well, plan yes, yes. Plan now, B. Dr. Richard Proctor, I'm sure has got some information. You know, he's wants to get out. So, again, I'm going to turn it over to both of you for the next segment here, because I just really want to hear what you guys. I mean, after filling my mind with all of this throughout the night and this morning, I want to hear what you guys have to say about really what's going on. So, Dr. Proctor, sorry for taking your time up. Welcome. And what say you about all of this?
Well, it's been a fascinating run. I personally feel still Trump will be our president. I feel that way. We're going to have a very short run of whatever happened today. I think there's some interesting things in the talk that President Trump gave today at Andrews Air Force Base. Just think about a couple of these things he said. We love you. We will be back in some form. Now he's smiling. We will be back in some form. Not a long-term goodbye. We'll see each other again. Smiles on his faces. I believe that he's transmitting messages to those who listen, that he's giving confidence to people. I believe that he's preparing to do whatever it is he's been preparing to do ever since this election started clear back in January. Because he's known everything that's going to happen. He's been preparing for it ever since. Now, that's what I believe. He changed from Marine One to Air Force One. I think that's also significant. He could have just continued down to Florida on Marine One. I think all these things are significant. And maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I look for stuff that appears to be a pattern or appears to be something that isn't usual. Isn't usual to have, is it now 40,000 troops in in Washington, D.C.? 40,000? Good grief. And do they have armaments that are way, way more than just guns? Oh, my. Yes, they do. Do they have fences that people can't climb? Yes, they do. One wonders, just a thought, are those fences to keep people out or keep people in? I don't know. I don't know what they're for. I can't see anybody there to keep out. I can't see any reason to keep anybody out. I didn't hear anybody going to run into Washington and do anything. What are the fences for? What are all the troops for? Remember several months ago when I said I would station troops in every city, every major city in the United States with instructions? Well, I want you to look around. How many major cities in the United States now have troops in place? Remember I said that the naval forces on the coast? Do we see naval forces on the coast? Is there any enemy in sight on the coast that those naval forces would go for? I don't see one. I've never heard of one. People talk about sleeper cells. Yes, that's right. That's possible. There's all kinds of things that are possible. But don't sell President Trump. Now, you notice it is my time. It's now 10:30. He hasn't been president officially for 30 minutes. President Trump is my president. Thank you. Well, Randy, I got you with your tongue caught. You haven't got anything to say?
I was waiting for something, Randy.
No, just.
I just think that let us not throw towels in, folks.
No.
Let us not do that.
At the same time, though, once, and where I don't understand is where you're coming from, is once Biden took the oath of office, he is now the commander in chief of the armed forces.
Only if the military forces agree to it. Think about that for a minute.
I've thought about it, man.
Yeah, think about that for a minute. That is what the rules say. Yes, absolutely. But to take here's what was a comment I received here the other day when I was on the show, another show. The fellow said, you know, the military is not here to defend a president. The military is not here to do what a president says. The military is here to save and keep track of the American people, the American country, the Americas. Their purpose is to save us, not any particular person. Now, they are demonstrating that right now, I believe. So I know he just took the office. I know that. But I also know that there's a lot of possibility that it's just a sham. We're just waiting for Trump to take over. That's my thought. People may not agree with me, but those are my thoughts. And I'm not. Like Randy, you said earlier, prophecies. Heavens no. My prophet stuff is in the back room. Okay, but my ideas are right here in front of us. I watch for patterns, folks. Patterns. I always watch for patterns. Go ahead, Randy. I'll shut up
now. Well, no, just what you know. There has to be a time limit here somewhere.
Yes, there does.
Otherwise, you know, I mean, realistically, any previous president could have turned around and stepped back into office at any time in history. You know, we've never seen that. Uh-huh. That's
right. We've never seen it happen. That's right. Have we ever seen this situation up before?
Yeah, but
have we ever seen the same situation
before? But that move at that point would be very dictator-like.
Oh, yes, it would. I'm sorry. Yes, it is. I agree. It is dictator-like. Don't you see the same thing going on right now? Let me just illustrate something. Our buddy Biden has threatened that he's going to make sure everybody wears masks. He's threatened that everybody's going to have a vaccine. People have threatened that they're going to send the military around to make sure you have a vaccine. Wait a minute. Isn't that dictatorship already? So why are we pointing at one person saying that would be when we have another one that is saying he is?
Well, because incidentally, he just got sworn in as the president of the United States.
That's or the why. Dictator of the United States, one or the other.
Okay. I'll just say this. My opinion will differ.
Well, okay.
I'm a little more outspoken than some.
Okay.
But I'm not saying something will happen. I'm saying these are things that go through my mind. Go ahead.
Okay. But just let me step in here now that I've got renewed coffee. Detective's Choice, by the way, HagmanStore.com. Anyway,
He's forever a sales guy. I love him.
Exactly. Yeah, have to be. Always be selling, right? No.
I don't mean any disrespect. I just don't see it. All I'm saying is I don't see it happening. And okay. I think at some point, as we've been saying all along, we need to start looking at working on plan B and plan C and plan D.
Okay, I agree with that too. If Trump doesn't do what I think he's going to do, there's a lot of patriots in our country that are.
I think that he's going to try and come back. I think that he's going to sink a lot of his personal fortune and any money he can drum up into defeating Democrats in 2022 and obviously 2024. That's where I kind of read his focus.
There won't be any elections in 2024. I understand that,
but at the same time.
Point Proctor on that one. Okay. I mean, I'm keeping score here. Now, Richard Proctor, I agree with you on this to the extent.
I would love to see that. I would love to see it. I just don't think it's going to happen.
But let me clarify that agreement. Whatever needs to be done, here's what needs to be done. The swamp needs to be drained. He had 4 years to do it. Of course, he's one man, and he was up against the tremendous, what would you call it? The rules.
Resistance
and rules, okay? And we played by the rules.
Subversion. Yeah. He was being subverted at every level in our government.
Okay. Now, what?
Okay, guys.
Let me just sneak this in and then to you, Dr. Parker. Here's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing this amassment of troops, as you said, in state capitals, this amassing of troops in the U.S. Capitol. So, who are they answering to? Somebody tell me who is in charge of these troops. Go ahead, Dr. Proctor. From there, you
know, I do not know about the troops in the various states, but the ones in Washington will be under the control of the military leadership from the Pentagon.
No friends of Donald Trump, though.
You sure?
Well,
the D.C.
Next comment. You said something, Doug, that's very important. And a lot of people have said this lots of times.
Okay.
And I understand the sentence. He's had 4 years, and what's he got done draining the swamp? Probably very, very little, actually. But I want to ask you another question. Just think about this. If he had gone in to drain the swamp, and the people of the United States, the majority of the people of the United States were not really aware of all the bad things that the swamp's doing, would they be completely agreeable to him becoming what you just called a dictator? He would almost be that then. But I believe that some of this is being done so that we, the people, all of us everywhere, even Randy, all of us everywhere.
even Randy, ouch.
Even Randy. Anyway, all of us everywhere. What fun, huh? Yeah. Everywhere will understand why it's being done. And what's happening, and why he had to wait till that precipitous moment. That's what I think he's doing. He wants the people to understand what he's doing is for their good, not his. Okay?
All right.
And I think that's what's been going on, guys.
Okay, and I'll just say this. Just looking at the optics, there is no way in hell that this man, Joe Biden, won this election. There is ample evidence out there, and both of you know this, and our audience knows this, that the election was a fraud. Okay. I mean, it's the biggest fraud, and it's in our faces. It's overt, and they're laughing at us. Okay. And you can see that by the turnout. Okay. So that should be front and center, that this election was a fraud, this inauguration was a sham, and this so-called administration is a sham. Right? Are we all in agreement on that?
Yeah, that's been established. That's 100% established. But
that's why I believe the president is still the president. He was elected fair and clear. There's no question he was elected. There's just somebody else stood there with the gavel, you might say. But he was the elected president.
All right. Okay. Now, so that using that as a baseline for our cohesiveness here. Okay. So what we are not disagreeing on, but maybe looking differently at the tactics. And I just want to append what I said. President Trump got a lot of stuff done with resistance. I mean, 7 pages worth. You can go to HagmanReport.com and see the accomplishments with resistance. But having said that, why didn't President Trump do anything subsequent or between the 3rd and today in terms of this election?
There's a gray area too, Doug, that, and Dr. Proctor, that these troops, for, let's say it's 40,000, let's say it's 25,000 troops in D.C. And if they're under federal command, they would have had to have been, that would have been had to have been authorized by Donald J. Trump.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. But why? They're all leaving. I'm watching. They're splitting. Nobody's going to jail. So why the 40,000 troops in D.C.? Let's start with that and work our way into the different scenarios. Why were they that? I honestly think that on the 6th, they got their cage rattled just by the presence of all those patriots that were there who did nothing wrong but could come back armed. And honestly, I think that rattled their cage. I think that if nothing else was accomplished on the 6th, a message was sent to the swamp that, you know what, we can reach out and touch you.
Dr. Proctor, to you.
I cannot answer the question as to why they were put there. Okay? I can't answer that. But I know that our mayor in that Fairs town just recently said, we've got to be security minded in this city from now on. We're going to have a new norm. Well, I don't know. I believe the new norm is going to be the fences and the barricades and the military watching everybody in Washington.
That is so sad.
That'll be the new norm. That's a dictatorship, you guys. That's a dictatorship. Call it by any name you want. We can't go to our capital without escort, without permission. We can't travel without permission. Folks, that's a dictatorship. It's already in force.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
I'm not arguing that point.
Good, good. Because you see, guys, but so is Trump just going to walk away and say, okay, guys, I'm sorry I left you with the dictatorship. Have a good day. I'm going to go to, you know, Brazil or someplace or Cayman Islands or someplace and have a nice time. Appreciate it. I don't see it, guys. I don't see it. The dictatorship has begun. The mayor has already established it.
At this point, if there was something, it'd have to be a military coup.
Yes, that's right. Absolutely.
I don't.
Absolutely. You are.
But I don't see Trump having the support of the military that people seem to think he does.
Okay. Well, that's all right. I don't mind. I don't mind.
What you're seeing comments from Milley and Joint Chiefs.
If there's a military coup, who will be the president? The Joint Chiefs of Staff? Or will they just take over the dictatorship?
It depends where the loyalties lie. Right now, what we have is a whole bunch of unknowns.
Well, of course, scads of unknowns. I don't know what's in the mind of anybody. But at the same time, I don't see the man we're talking about, Trump, have quit. I do not see him as having quit. Nope.
I don't think he's quit as far as fighting, but I think he's quit as far as trying to exercise any authority as president. That's just what I think.
Oh, well, okay. Okay. I don't know the difference there, unless he's planning to foment a civil war and hope we'll all get together with him. And I don't believe that either. I don't believe that's a good thing. I don't want a civil war.
Nobody
I can just
does.
See 1860 starting all over again.
Nobody does.
But there's sure a lot of patriots that are loading their guns.
Boy. Yeah. Yeah. Try getting ammo at a gun shop. It's almost impossible. Okay. Well, which brings me to mind, General Stanley McChrystal. Okay. He's the darling of the left and the right, the left and the war-loving neoconservatives. He joined his name to the ranks of the military-industrial national security complex of professionals who support Joe Biden. Okay, this guy is in the mix now. Okay, somehow, McChrystal is really a certified brass swamp creature deep in the bowels of the military-industrial complex, and. When you look at this, you've got this anti-Trump Democratic Aligned Political Action Committee advised by retired Army General Stanley McChrystal is planning to deploy information warfare against us, against the people of the United States. I'm just pointing this out because this enters into the equation, which goes to taking down broadcasts like ours and such. But he, along with funding from DARPA, the Pentagon's secretive research arm, of course, is transforming technology, originally envisioned as a way to fight ISIS propaganda into the what we're seeing today, into the administration of whoever's occupying the White House at present. So the reason I brought that up is because you're seeing these once banished swamp creatures now returning to the swamp and regrouping. I don't look, you know what? The more I think I know, the less I know. And
okay, well, now, Doug, you just pointed something very important.
Yeah.
All the swamp creatures are back. Therefore, they're all showing their colors again. Therefore, we know who is the enemy. Thank you, guys. What you just said verifies what I keep thinking is happening. We're waiting until all the enemy is verified.
Well, hello. Anyone home? Someone want to pick up the courtesy telephone in the lobby? You got a whole bunch of swamp creatures right there, right now. Hello.
It's a target rich environment right now. It won't be in an hour.
Right. Before they go off in their little,
they'll have their little orgies later tonight.
But I think literally in some cases, perhaps, so Richard Proctor, I mean, the opportune time would have been to say, okay, look, you know, I mean, wouldn't it be, don't make me turn this plane around, you know, Air Force One. And he turns the plane around and lands and says, okay, look, these guys are all bad people. And here's a bill of indictment or a list of crimes, or however you want to present it. But my goodness, we're left with a soup sandwich right now. That's the way I feel. And I think a lot of people out there feel that same way. We're left with a soup sandwich.
Soup sandwich.
Yeah.
I like to always leave things on a good note. I don't know when the minute will be, but it will be coming.
Okay. Okay. But I think people are getting tired of hearing that, though.
Well, okay. I understand. People get tired of hearing lots of things, but you still have to wait until the whole caboodle is ready to be axed.
I think I got fried on all this with the Q crap.
Yeah,
I think that's where I got fried on this plan. We've had so many great opportunities.
Yes, I understand.
To do this, and they've just fallen by the wayside. And that's, yep. I think, and on the 6th, what rattled Trump's cage was that there was some bloodshed, and I really think that made him back up and regroup.
What did we leave? 5 people? I mean, I'm not going to belittle this, but I'm going to put out 5 people, bloodshed, that's going to stop everything, not the millions of bloodshed that's going to occur over the next
six months. We'll see, and we've brought that point up repeatedly, but they're just, the formulation of it, I don't see happening. I mean, Doctor, I respect you. You know that. I'm just saying as a matter
of things from a different angle, and I don't.
Yeah, that's it. We're standing sides of the fish tank looking at me.
The difference, well, I'm not, I, no, the, I just have a more optimistic difference than what I hear, Randy. And that's why I said a few minutes ago that you might even get on board. I feel it's just I have an optimistic opinion of what's happening rather than the other kind. And I consider the other kind submissive, giving in. I haven't given up. I'm not
submissive to anyone there, Chief.
Oh, I understand. I understand. Right. But I'm not even going to say that it isn't going to happen.
You can't say it's going to happen or not going to happen. I'm just saying it just doesn't look likely. I mean, anything could happen. A spaceship could land in the White House.
I don't disagree with you, but I do believe optimistically Trump will be back soon. That's what he said. We'll see each other again soon. I won't be gone long. That's what he said.
Okay, Richard Proctor, let me ask you this then.
How would he do it? I guess that's, go ahead and lay out a path.
You took the words right out of my mouth. Like, map that out for me, what you would see, because, hey,
help me see it.
Yeah.
Well, I did a few minutes ago. I did. I already did all a few minutes ago. I mapped it out. Okay. I already have mapped it out. Exactly what I think. I've already mapped it out, guys.
Okay.
But okay. If so I have, go ahead.
Now you got to remember that I'm just a guy that's looking at patterns. I'm just a guy that looks at how people act in the past and they don't change their direction. I'm just looking at what the venue looks like in the future. If he doesn't come, what the venue looks like in the future if he does come. Bloodshed. You talk about bloodshed, Randy. There's going to be war in the streets. We're going to have a war that equals the one that happened in the 1800s.
Yeah, he sure, but you know what? He could have avoided that if he did something today while all those ass clowns were standing there in D.C.
Oh, I know. He could have avoided doing it, but don't say that
could've,
he can't avoid doing it.
Coulda, shoulda, woulda. He should have done something already.
Don't say that he can't avoid doing it even now.
He can't.
Don't say that.
It won't happen.
Okay, but Richard Proctor isn't – okay, maybe this is where I'm having the disconnect. Isn't Donald Trump at this moment in time considered a private citizen now?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Legally and constitutionally, he is a private citizen. Yes.
Okay. If
he invoked the Insurrection Act 8, 9, 10 days ago, if he did that, then he's not a private citizen now. Constitutionally and legally.
Okay, maybe that's where I'm having a problem. And Randy, because Richard Proctor is a constitutional scholar, okay, maybe this is where our disconnect is here. So,
okay, then explain it.
Yeah, if you don't mind. So if let's say he, I don't know how you secretly sign on to or invoke the Insurrection Act, but okay, let's say that happened.
Not secretly. They won't let him say anything, and he has to wait until he gets his ducks in a row. But the military were with him when he did.
Okay.
I believe that. Okay.
Okay.
Maybe I'm a lone ranger here, but I believe that. And I believe he signed it also.
Okay. And please don't feel like we're ganging up on you.
Oh, I don't feel that way at all. We're just having a difference of opinion significantly.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I just don't know. Okay. I mean, I just.
Oh, I don't know either. I just look at patterns, Doug. I look at patterns. That's
we all
my
do.
Whole book, the sequence of looking at patterns. Everything I do looks at patterns. You've heard me say that 100 times in the last year.
Yep.
We look at patterns too.
Yeah, I look at, I know, I understand. Different patterns though, right? I understand that too.
Yeah, a little bit different. But by the way, folks, the Liberty series is a wonderful series. When the way it's laid out is just brilliant. But the patterns, okay, fine. Wouldn't the fact that if he would come back in his capacity as a private citizen, even though he's covered by, and that could be an improper phrase, by the Insurrection Act, wouldn't that be looked upon as like a coup?
Coup,
and
right.
we would know if he signed such if he signed.
And by the way, Randy, some of what no, you didn't suggest it. Some of what suggested to me is that a military will do a coup here any day.
Okay. Well, okay. I could
see that happening before Trump spearheading it.
What you just said and what I just said is that the military does do a coup, like we just said, you can see it happening. If that does happen, they're not going to go wondering who the popular president of the United States is.
No, they'll
they
insert
know
them.
That there were 95 million votes for him, most votes that he's ever had, anybody's ever had. They know the country's behind him. Therefore, they'll put him back in place, just like as if he had signed the Insurrection Act of 1807. It's not going to be a vacuum. There's no vacuum going to be here. So if they do take over a coup, it's just exactly what was planned. Have a good day.
Mm.
We'll see.
Okay. And here's what people, and I'm trying to, like, I'm getting.
We're in uncharted waters here.
Yes. And we
uncharted,
both.
Uncharted, absolutely. It's In South America, we would know who's in charge. The military would take over, and they're the dictators, and they'd do it. Venezuela.
Yeah.
Chile, that's a good point.
Argentina.
What we're seeing here, Randy and I are both getting emails where people are thinking up here. It's going to happen. This is going to happen. That's going to happen. And there's that level of the stratosphere is like hopium. Okay. That's hopium up here. Here's kind of where we're at. This is hopium. And then down here, I'll call that copium. Okay. Barely able to cope or hoping to cope. How's that? So here's where we're at. Here's copium and up here is hopium. I don't know what the hell I just said, but anyway, what I'm just
it sounded really cool.
What do you think? It sounded, I'm a bad dude.
Corn Pop was a bad dude. That's right. And he ran a bunch of bad boys.
But I don't have any idea what you just said. I don't know what hopium and copium and,
okay,
and
well,
the status of it is.
Well, okay. With the desperation
in some of our listeners, if Trump doesn't do something, they're going to be looking for the ropium.
Ropium.
People are freaking out right now.
A lot of folks look at these long broadcast podcasts and say, well, we don't want to listen to this one. But this one is going to be entertaining.
This is what friends do. We get in here and we mix it up. We chat. We talk about it because nobody wants a bunch of yes men.
Exactly. And no one wants a bunch of people who, are pie in the sky, detached from reality, nor do they want people who are so, now what do we do? I'm going to go hang myself. We have to assess what's in front of us here. And that's what we're trying to do is make an assessment. Because how are we going to, and this is to both of you, how are the American people supposed to look at this and plan their lives accordingly? Because we have lives to live. We have businesses to run. We've got decisions to make.
I get tons of emails that just say, what do we do now?
That's it.
That's all they say. What do we do now?
And I've said it a bunch of times, guys. Get your TV out. Watch Dr. Zhivago. You'll know what's going to happen and what it's going to be like and what you do now.
But I mean,
watch that movie.
That's true.
What do we do now? I'm like, have dinner.
Well, carry on. But yes, to Randy's point, carry on. To Richard Proctor, folks, if you haven't watched Dr. Zhivago,
I just bought it based on what Dr. Proctor said. I'm going to sit down and watch it.
Well, you could have rented it because that's what I did. And it was because
– No. At 1984, I bought every copy I could get because you can't get them now. Well, I'll sell those for a fortune.
Well, 1984. But my wife said, what do you
– I have every version of 1984.
I got to tell you, the Richard Proctor, my wife walked into my office this weekend. She said, what are you watching? And I said, Dr. Zhivago. And she said, what? Huh? And I said, haven't you been listening? She said, no, I haven't. Anyway, so yes, Dr. Zhivago and 1984 both –
yeah, good thing. And Animal Farm. Well, Animal Farm doesn't come in quite like the others do today. But, there's lots of stuff. Guys, we're in trouble.
Oh, we are.
We're in trouble. Now, you just asked a question. Where to now? What are the scenarios?
Yeah.
Let's not put any pie in the sky. Let's not do any hopium. Let's not do any whatever.
Ropium.
Ropium or copium.
Let's just say, where are we right this minute, given that Trump is a private citizen and given that he's not going to do anything in the next few days and given that the military is all with Biden? Okay, now that's what we kind of said.
Okay.
We kind of said that. So where are we now? Well, you just said, Doug, let's go back to work. Yeah, you can. Where are we? Dictators of this kind of nature take over with gusto. They do it fast. By the end of the month, we may not have any freedom left. Because if the military is with Biden, the Chinese are with Biden, we may have the, what did somebody say? The Chinese dictator? I saw that on a thing. The Chinese dictator's in place. And if the Chinese dictator's in place, the Chinese are big dudes. They have stuff. They know what to do. Yeah, they're ready. So expect China. Now look at what we've heard about what happens in China, North Korea, all those kind of places. Look at that. That's current. That is a scenario that's not out of tune with what, if we're going to assume that the military is with Biden and Biden's there, we're going to have to assume a lot more is with Biden and a lot more is going to happen. And if you think that we can show these things today and we'll be able to do it next week, don't count on it. Don't count on it, folks. That's what I see as one of the scenarios that we keep talking about. If we look at what we have right now this minute and everything that we've said today is really accurate, that the military is with Trump and Trump's by himself and he's a private citizen, he's out of the picture, then the picture is not going to be rosy and we may not have a show next week because the communications can be cut even while we're on the air now. It can be shut down.
This video may
never see the light of day. The stuff we're talking about, if all those things that you say are true, this won't even see the light of day, I suspect. That's only 6 hours away, 8 hours away.
Well,
but we have Eric the Tech, so look out.
Yeah, but you see, I'm not trying to be negative. I'm just saying you wanted to look at where we are now. That's where we are now.
Well, okay.
Chicago is precisely a history of what we're going to see. Precisely. Mm-hmm. And it won't take long because of the communication and the military and the airplanes, the Air Force, everything we can move so fast.
That puts Trump on an even tighter turntable then. A timetable.
Oh, yes. Or turntable.
Yeah, well, it could be.
It does. Absolutely. But okay, it does so another thing, us, too. So, it shows. So, it shows Trump exactly who are the enemy of the United States people.
Oh, I'm pretty sure he knows who the enemy is.
I sure too, but he wants us to know it also.
And you know what, Randy? That's a good point, okay? Because one thing I have noticed, and then I'm going to say this and slowly back away because I don't want to get hurt. No, I'm kidding. Richard Proctor, Provis Institute, makes a really great point, is that what I've seen, especially since November 3rd, is probably, I'm going to go on a limb here and say 10% of the population, which is a lot of people. It's got to be at least 100 people. The 10% of the population, I think, have been awakened to the stench, the criminality. That's what I think. Based on what I see on message boards, and I know you see it too. There are people that are suddenly saying, wait a minute, Mitch McConnell, he's a moron. Talking about Brutus, McConnell stabbed Trump several times in the back over the last 48 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's one thing, and you're right. He has forced people to show their colors.
Yes. And that's very, very important. That's very
that's true. But you almost need control of the media though to solve this.
Yeah, oh yeah, well the media is in control of itself. If they're still functioning, these kinds of things are done. I mean, we already know. Look what happened to Parler just because they didn't like him. Gone. Now he's talking about being back on the line by the end of the month. Well, folks, look, he's had a full month that he's been thrown out of the picture. That's what happens. Look at how long it took him to shut Trump down. From the minute, on the 6th, they shut him down completely. No ability to talk to anybody.
But all this has done is create a tighter timetable.
Yes.
Requiring action.
It is a tighter. But if you think of how I presented it, the military is not with Biden. They're with Trump. So that's a whole new scenario, isn't it? And on that note, on that thing is how it revolves. That's the point on which it revolves. If Trump is not backed by the military, then he's outdone and we are too. If he is, then the bad guys are outdone.
That's a big if.
I know. I didn't say any positive.
No.
These are two ifs. We're at a Y. We're at a junction of a Y. We're right at the point. When's that point going to occur? What direction is it going to happen?
I just think that if I was Trump, I would have done more when I was in office and I actually had that executive, authority.
I would have also, but what if I don't know what Trump was faced with day by day, hour by hour, what threats, what's going on? I don't know. So I don't have any idea. I would think the same as you, Randy. I would have done it a lot sooner. I'd have started clear back in November sometime. That's what I would have done.
Yeah, I mean, where I actually had constitutional authority over the military to where it'd be difficult to even question it.
Yes, I know. I understand that. I'd have started a long time ago. For sure, I'd have started on the 6th.
It's frustrating.
But it's not. I'm not there, and I don't know what has happened, and I can't say what I would have done if I'd have been in the same spot. But I'm not in the same spot. I'm some dude sitting in my office talking about it. I'm not the guy on the line with guns pointed at him or whatever pointed at him having to make a decision. I'm just a dude sitting in the chair.
Okay.
That doesn't count. Yeah. That doesn't count.
Well, I agree. Let me toss some stuff out at you. This is real life stuff because I get emails. Okay. We all get emails and I do read them all. And there's one I'm going to respond to. Ma'am, don't worry. I'm going to respond to it. It's like three paragraphs and boy, I could take into the woodshed, but okay. But here, and everyone can, if you're listening and watching this, everyone can understand this. Okay. I get sent links. Randy, you get sent links and Dr. Proctor, I know you get sent links and videos and such. So we're all in this together. Okay. So let me just put out like three different sites. Okay. There's something called greatawakening.com. Now this is by my description, and this might not be correct, but this is like the Q environment, the people who follow Q and they dissect Q. Okay. That's number one. So greatawakening.com. I'm not going to link to any of these. So just pay attention, folks. The other one is the Donald.win. All right. This is a supportive of President Trump. Both are supportive of President Trump, but the Donald.win is not the Q element. Okay. So you got the Q element over here and you got the more realistic element over here in the realistic by my standards, okay, in the Donald.win. Okay, so the very robust, extremely robust conversations and forums and threads and some very intelligent, insightful people, some crazy as loons and everything in between. So just have patience with me for a second. On the Great Awakening, which is the Q-oriented board, it says here, this is one. No, this is the thread title. No, Joe Biden being president is not part of the plan. He's not on our team. He's a documented pedophile CCP agent. Okay, I don't disagree with that. And then another thread. They just showed Hunter Biden on the stage. How is this sick not arrested? We have pictures of him naked with little girls in lingerie. Yeah, I've seen them. I've seen those pictures. And they're nothing that, believe me, you don't want to see them. Two good points. Okay, two really good points there.
Yes, there are.
Okay. I was going for a bigger point, but I think I got just – and on the other board, it's saying, well, now – you know, basically now, okay – why the other board is saying, look, why the military? And I was up again 3-4 o'clock this morning watching, Mercy Medic or Mustang Medic. Okay. Some people might know him. Just a guy in a cowboy hat from New Jersey out filming stuff happening at the Capitol. Buses in and out of the Capitol all night, cars, people all night in and out of the Capitol building. I don't know what the heck that was about. And neither did he. And neither did the troops and people going in and out of the Capitol know what it was about as far as he didn't ask him, I guess. So I said all of that because people are just looking for information. They're looking for something that they can grab onto and say, this is what's happening. Even if it's not good. You know, it's kind of like having a sickness where you've got a pain in your side and you go to the doctor and you're waiting on that diagnosis. And until you get that diagnosis, you're kind of like, oh man, you know, could it be cancer? Could it be my gallbladder? Could it be, you know, whatever? Could it be, you know, the foot that's up my butt? I don't know. The stick that's up my butt? You know, who knows? But,
It's those damn croakies.
It's the croakies I ate, right. In pierogi I sang. But, Jack Posobiec, I love you. Anyway, so guys, so you see where I'm at here with all of this? You come to do a show, and God bless, like, X22, these other platforms who I mean, they monitor all of this stuff. They say, okay, there's this other place that monitors the airplanes that fly, the military planes. This hasn't happened before. And Richard Proctor, Provost Institute, you mentioned that earlier about the positioning of ships. What the hell is that all about?
Yep, that's right.
Okay.
What is it all about? And it's still there. They're not going home. It's still there.
So,
the position of the ship.
I see a lot of what we might call folks that are really worried. I don't mean worried. That's not the wrong term, but concerned in a big way. I understand that.
Why? No, am they're I so worried. Calm? You had it right the first time. They're worried.
Why do you think I'm so calm? Because I'm not upset. I'm not. You know, I'm not at all concerned. You realize that? Not a bit. I should be, but I'm not. I'm very confident that what I've thought about and watched and see is what's going to happen. I'm very confident in that. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I'm not going to worry. I'm not going to run around and say, well, what? I don't listen. Guys, I don't even listen to most of these things that come. I get all these things. I listen to a little bit and say, nah, I don't want to put my mind around this, so I don't even do it. Here's a website. I look at it, and I'm not even going to go there. I don't want to put that stuff in my mind.
We don't either. We don't buy into the hype.
I don't mean buy it. I mean, I don't even want to see it.
I'm very calm
with what's going on. It's going to go right.
Most of the crap out on the internet is crap.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. Okay. So I don't pay any attention to it. Don't even start. Guys, I believe that I'm right patterns. The pattern I see is the pattern that is going to bring this country back to what this country was supposed to be back in the early, early days. That's what I see. That's what I see. And I'm very calm about it. I expect it. Literally, will I be disappointed if it doesn't come the way I'm expecting it. My, you can't believe how I will feel. How did I miss the boat so badly? Is what I'll think. But I don't think that's going to happen. I feel that we're on the right track and we're going to get there. And the people are waking up fierce. You know, there's another subject I'd like to talk about before we beat this one to death while I still
sure.
have
time. Sure. And I want to say that Randy Taylor, Richard Proctor, Provost Institute, he's got a lot of wisdom. He really does. And he's got a lot of great oversight of things. ProvostInstitute.com. I got to tell you, I learned a lot from Saving the Constitution, the Liberty series, Bathroom Economics. I learned a lot from those books. Folks, you know, it's not too late. Okay. Get them before it does become too late, if that ever happens, which it very well could. Remember, the plug was pulled out from many people this past weekend. And I want to say one thing before we move on. You know, there was a subject of contention, and I'm not going to go any further than that. It was in June of 2012 when GoDaddy sent me a notice when I had HomelandSecurityUS.com, a private intelligence site. Randy Taylor was with me then. GoDaddy sent me a notice saying that we violated community guidelines and we had 48 hours to remove our material from GoDaddy or they would wipe it clean. And I had to call Stan Dale. I remember this like it was yesterday. I had to call Stan Dale and ask him for help in actually creating data, you know, calling the data and bringing it off of that server. And we beat it by 2 hours. Okay. And we saved all of that by 2 hours. And people at that time said, oh, you're lying. As a matter of fact, not only are you're lying because you didn't pay the $50 internet service bill. Okay. No, and hell no. It was because they did not like our content. Folks, that was in 2012 or 2013. It was in June of, I've got it on the other computer. But then the reason I say that is because it happened to us back then and we warned about it back then. Okay. So I just want to say that with all that's gone on in the last week, it's just, we've been warning about this. And Richard Proctor, Provost Institute, he's got the purview. He's got the view. He knows the patterns. Look, I defer to him on many, many things. We might disagree on some of the trivialities, but in general, we totally agree. So, you know, that's what makes good for good friendships and good solid organizations. All right. Go ahead, Dr. Proctor. I just wanted to throw that in there. I don't know if I was going somewhere else with that, but go ahead, sir, and change the subject at will.
What you just said, though, is the same thing that's going on now. We 48 hours, could be 4 hours, could be 2 hours, could be the second today.
Yeah.
Now, I got a call yesterday from a very good friend of mine, a doctor fellow. He knows what's going on from the views of seeing people and treating people. Here's how he opened the conversation with me. I have 7 of my own patients I work with daily. Took the vaccine. Within 48 hours, within 24 hours, 4 were dead. They're going to call it a heart attack, but it wasn't. It was that shot. 3 more were dead within 24 more hours because of that shot. And here's another thing he said. I'm going to point more than this, but I'm just going to point that much out. He said, the death certificates won't show it. There'll be no history of that. Because, now I understand what ICD-10 codes are. Maybe most people here don't understand that. I built a whole country around ICD-9 codes, a very, very successful company. And in those days, there were about, 1,000 ICD-9 codes, maybe 1,500. Today, there are 68,000 ICD-10 codes. Now, does that matter in this discussion? Yes, it does. Because they have devised codes for every little thing that might happen. ICD are surgery type codes. So if you have a little cut on one little place on your finger, there's a code for it. In the older days, it was just a cut on your finger. Now it's a cut for precisely where it is. 68,000 codes. You know what? A code that isn't there? A death or a problem from a vaccine. This vaccine. It's not there. They can code COVID-9 stuff, but they can't code death from the vaccine. So when they filled out the certificates of these 7, okay, the death certificates say heart attack, diabetes, all these underlying conditions. It does not say anything about a vaccine taken or anywhere near. Nothing is recorded. So he said to me, you know, we don't know. We can't tell. There's no information about what is really happening with this vaccine. I believe thousands are died from this vaccine already, but it can't be coded, it can't be followed, it can't be monitored. Thousands. How about those thoughts? And you know, one drop of that in your body is all it takes. So even if they don't put the whole syringe in you, if they just put the syringe into you and a little drop comes in, you've got it and you've had it. That's all it takes. I know what he means when he talks about ICD-10 codes. I build a whole company around them. It was a successful company. Death certificates are not going to record what's happening. The news is not going to be able to even know what's happening. The CDC is not going to be able to know what's happening. Nobody's going to be able to know what's happening. It's been driven under the rug. And he says, you've got to talk about this. People need to know that we're having a genocide and we're going to be. It's all a population decrease. This was a young lady in Ireland who said, the people who are going to die first of all these problems are those who are mandatory masks. I got to have a mask. I got to have a shot. Those are the people who are going to die first. But all of us will if we take those shots, if we get caught in these things. This, guys, is not a medicine or a shot to help. It's a medicine to kill. That's my thought now. That's my thought. It's a medicine to kill. The goal of these people, I'm talking about the elite now. I'm not talking about the people that's going on this very minute trying to fight this election. I'm talking about the elite that have been doing these things for decades, want this population of the world decreased by 95%. And boy, oh boy, have they found a way to do it now. And everybody is clamoring for their death shot. And they're tickled to death. Don't let anybody you know, or advise anybody you know, don't take the shot. Now, I talk to a lot of folks, don't take the test, because the test is all false, too. But nonetheless, they still did. People still went ahead and did it. Well, if you go ahead and do it this time, you've just signed your death certificate by your lonely self. Good way to commit suicide right now is to go take that vaccine. It may not be immediate. It may not be for a year, two, or three, but it'll be there. People are dying within 24 hours. Now, the rules from the pharmaceutical company on these kinds of things are 20 minutes. So if they've got to, by law, report to the pharmaceutical companies anything that happens in 20 minutes. But these aren't 20 minutes. These are 24 hours. These are several hours. We've had nurses, we've had doctors, we've had all kinds of people taking this shot and died very, very quickly. Folks, do not take this shot. It's a killer. And that's a pattern again, folks. That's a pattern again. This kind of pattern, though, you can read my books and Liberty series, because I outlined this pattern several years ago. And here it is. It's happening, and it can't be tracked, because there's no code. There's no ICD-10 code to track it. Even though there's an IDC-10 code for everything, even for you're hit by a Martian and you died, or you hit by a Martian and you had injury, there's code for that. How about that? This is the website. If you really want to have a joke, go to these websites. Just put in the word funny ICD-9 codes. They're going to have a whole list of things you can go to. Just go to a few of those and see what kind of ICD-10 codes there are. But there's not one for this vaccine. It can't be tracked. But if I'm hit by a meteor, it could be tracked. If I'm hit by a spaceman, it could be tracked. If I'm out in space and got hit by something from space, it can be tracked. If I have a little teeny thing on my pinky, it can be tracked. But this vaccine can't be tracked. The records will never be available to know what actually happened. Never be available. Go ahead.
Yeah, just so people know, ICD, the letter I, indigo, C, Charlie, D, Delta, ICD-10, -CM. These are codes that are used to document diagnoses, okay? And specifically, correct me if I'm wrong, but they're used to classify a large part for insurance purposes.
Oh, yes, it's a big thing for insurance company. That's how I made my business.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Just so people know, and it's grown over the years, as you pointed out, from a small, relatively small list to one that's just in 2021, it's like
68,000.
Thank you. I was looking at a number here, and I couldn't quite understand what the hell I'm looking at. But, yeah, it's a lot. Okay, so – and I find that very interesting. And so, but correct me if I'm wrong. This isn't even a vaccine. This would be more of a treatment than a vaccine, and not even a treatment, but it certainly is not a vaccine. It's an injection of.
Yes, it is an injection.
Something.
They say vaccine, but you're right. It isn't. How can you do a vaccine for something you can't even identify? If you can't identify it, how can you make a vaccine for it? How can you do it? I don't know what's wrong. Therefore, I can't make a vaccine. So it's not a vaccine. It is a treatment, and it's a bad treatment.
Right.
But if you're forced to, how am I going to say this? If somebody comes with a gun and forces you to take the vaccine, you just decide if you're going to die now, or you're going to die sooner, or you're going to die another way. Because this is a death sentence, one way or another. When the forcing of the vaccine occurs, it's a death sentence. I don't know exactly how long it will take, but it is a death sentence. And I'm not talking about just because you're born, you're going to die. Everybody's going to die. That's true. But are you going to die when you're supposed to, or are you going to die now? That's what I'm talking about. And to give you an idea about ICD, in 1990, I formed a company that reviewed every ICD-9 code in the United States for every zip code. I formed a company that I could take all the ICD-9 codes, every charge, every visit, every instance, for every use of that for everybody in the United States. Okay, that's how big a file I had. And there were only about 1,000 ICD-9 codes I had to worry about. Today, I couldn't do that. I couldn't make that company. I couldn't cause that. I could detect what the price was for every use of the ICD-9 codes and made charts from it. For every ICD-9 code in every zip code of the United States. That's what I had. And I built a company from it. Today, I could not possibly do that. There are 68,000 of them. How could you possibly follow 68,000 in every zip code of the United States? I mean, zip code, not counties, zip code. I mean, Logan, Utah here has 2 zip codes. It's only 60,000 or 70,000 people, 2 zip codes. Just think about how many zip codes there are. Well, I tracked every one of them with the ICD-9 codes in 1991. Today, there are 68,000. That's the purpose of hiding things. That's the purpose of getting down to the minutia so that you can not pay for things in an insurance company and so that you can hide things you don't want to have seen or you don't want to be done. And that's how it's done. That's how things are done. 68,000 can't be tracked. But I could in 1991. I could track them. It's important. Wow. But the most important piece of this is every little thing that might happen to you. You got a hangnail on your little finger in the middle of it. That can be tracked. Oh, go to that website. Funny ICD-10 codes.
Yes.
Just do that and see what's in there. I mean, I looked at several of them and I thought, good grief. What do you need that for? But they think somebody thinks you do, but there's no code for this event. None. It can't be tracked. It can't be put on the death certificate. It can't be located. What happened yesterday is done. You'll never be able to recover it with the codes you're supposed to be able to use to recover these things and follow trends. Can't recover it. Done. Think about that. It's hidden.
Well, the whole COVID-19 thing has been a hoax since day one.
Well,
I understand. It's a political tool, a political weapon, and all it is to bring people into submission for the global cabal.
Oh, so, I understand that exactly. But there were codes, right, for the COVID-19. They could track it. There were codes for that. There are no codes for this.
They're not, they have no interest in tracking it accurately because that goes against their news spin.
I understand, Randy, but the point is that in the history, in 10 years from now, they want to track what happened with this vaccine. They cannot. If they want to track what happened with this vaccine in 1 year, they cannot.
We know that.
It's not available.
Well, you know they what? I'm not sure everyone knows that. People were surprised that Reagan lifted the possibility of suing the vaccine makers back in 86. People were surprised to hear that. I'm still meaning people to say, oh, that's not true. And they look it up. So I think we presume to believe or we presume that people know more than we think they know. I don't know. Does that sound right?
Well, yeah, that sounds right. But the key I'm trying to point out is you cannot now go back and find out what happened.
Correct.
You just said something that can be tracked. You cannot track this anymore because there's no gathering of the data. It's impossible to gather the data. You can't. A physician cannot put it there, even if he wants to. He didn't die of this, he died of this, but there's no code. I can't put it there.
Mm.
There's no code. So the doctors can't even track what they would want to track. Can't be done, folks.
Where are they coming up with the numbers from?
Oh, the AARP owns and comes up with the numbers.
Okay.
Now, I don't know how they do it. There's lots of codes, guys. The ICD-9 is just one. CPT-4 is another. That's for physicians' visits. And they had thousands of those codes for physicians' visits. I mean, our whole medical thing is done in codes for computers. It's all done that way. And that's how all the data is collected for every event. So if you want to know how many people died of this disease or that disease or the other disease, you can figure that all out as long as there are codes. But there are no codes. You can't figure this one out. It's been swept under the rug so precisely that it's impossible for anybody to go back in the future and look and see what really happened. There are no codes. Very, very important item. no codes.
No accountability.
You can go back now and see how many people had heart attacks. You can go back and see how many people had this kind of heart attack, that kind of heart attack, the other. It's all recorded. How many people died of diabetes as a secondary cause to a heart attack or a third cause or whatever? It's all recorded. Everything. You can put 10 or 12, 15 codes on a death certificate. But you can't put this one on. And that's planned. There are no coincidences.
Who made that decision? Who's the agency person, overseer that made the decision to not have that as a code?
Well, the AARP owns the codes. They sell the codes. They get money every time a code's used. So they want as many codes out as they can get.
AARP,
but
who
tells them who to write the codes on? I don't know.
Okay.
But go to funny ICD-9 codes and you can see some real stupid stuff that they figured out how to code.
Yeah, I mean stuff. Yeah, I'm looking at I'm looking at a whole bunch of things that, you know, are so very specific that wouldn't even. Okay, yeah, I get what you're saying.
Put the word "funny" ICD-10 codes in there and read some of those. They're really fun. I mean, really, why? But it's there. That code's there. You can track that in 10 years. If anybody had that, you can know it because that's. It's in the records. There's a code for it.
Oh, man. We are so...
This is very important.
Yeah. The most absurd, the 16 most absurd ICD-10 codes. I'll just give you an example here. This, I don't know who wrote this, but sucked into a jet. So... So if you get sucked into a jet engine, that's a code.
We're going to have to know how many people were sucked into jet engines 10 years from now, how many were sucked in 2021. That can be done because of the code, even if it's zero.
This would be something I suspect would be near and dear to Randy Taylor's heart. Activities involving arts and handicrafts.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was looking something.
I even saw one it really did have to do. You were injured by a space accident, by an alien space accident, by the way, not just a regular one.
Yeah, well, or the code W61.62XD, struck by a duck.
There it is. Struck by a duck. There you have it. We're going to need to know that in the future, how many people were struck by ducks. So there's a code for it.
Here's a favorite of a lot of people. Z63.1, problems relating to relationship with in-laws.
Yeah.
Well, guys, that's the kind of stuff they've coded. But if they don't want you to know something, there's no code for it. And they are, the people that write the codes are in charge.
Yep.
And if I can just, you know, the last one. Accident by way of walking into a lamppost.
Well, they do that on cartoons all the time. People walk into lampposts
yeah.
all the time.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, I just wanted to stress that this particular vaccine, there's no code. There's no way to track what happens with it. What happened with it yesterday is not coded. The only way, there's an organization that's gathering statistics, but it's voluntary. They don't have to report it. The only time they have to report it, if it's within 20 minutes. But anything that's outside of 20 minutes, they don't have to record. And so now I'm talking about the pharmaceutical folks, not the ICD-9 codes, pharmaceutical people. If they have a death from something or even a severe accident from some medicine that's given, they have 20 minutes. And if a severe accident happens, they're required to get that to the pharmaceutical people. But the ICD-9 codes is a whole different matter, whole different thing. So we are now in a position where we could have 10 million deaths from this disease, but if the media doesn't tell us...
You mean the vaccine or the non-vaccine?
I'm sorry,
vaccine.
Yes, the vaccine, not the disease. If we could have 10 million deaths from the vaccine, but nobody would know about it because there's no code.
That's the takeaway from this, obviously, folks. And yeah, that's a problem. You know, since you're on this, are there different, or are there difference? What's the difference between the Moderna versus the other vaccine? There's one that the non-vaccine vaccine. You got to store one at ultra low temperatures. The other one, apparently, you don't. You need multiple doses, maybe of both. I don't know. I mean, who the hell knows what's going on here?
We don't know what's going on at all.
But
that's also done on purpose. All of that's done on purpose. And again, if you were looking at my Liberty series, you would see these kinds of things and could identify them from the information you've gathered for what happened in the past.
That's very true. Folks, that is very true. I've got the Liberty series right here down. If I reach for one, I'm going to pull out my headset. So, but trust me, it's right here on the table that's nearby. The Liberty series. Go to ProvisInstitute.com and grab yourself a copy of that, as well as Saving the Constitution. Liberty series, this series of books. You do point this out in the depopulation. And Randy Taylor, this is something that you and I don't talk about, but we should. And that's the depopulation. You and I really don't do this as much because it's not necessarily front and center on the analytical radar that we study, but maybe it should be. The depopulation efforts by people like Gates and others.
Should be, guys.
They've been at that for years.
Yes, they have. Gardasil. Do you know about Gardasil? Gardasil is one of them. Sterilized women. Sterilized teenage girls so they can't have children. Yep, that's Gardasil.
Well, don't think Alex Jones was talking about giving that, they give that to boys.
Yes. Yeah.
And they grow little boobies, right? I mean, I'm not trying to be funny. It's the
stupidest thing in the world. That Gardasil is for a specific cancer young ladies get. No boys can get the cancer. Can't be done. So it's stupid to give that to boys. So there's another reason to give it to boys. Yes, Bill Gates and his foundation are doing the best they can to destroy as many people as they can.
Okay, and now this is something that Randy Taylor can relate to. Let's bring this back around, because Bill Gates and his wife, now isn't this, I've seen so many names.
Melinda.
They have a foundation, obviously Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which was active in CTCL, which is,
That's only because they weren't killing us fast enough with promoting homosexuality and having abortions.
Yes.
So now we need to bring vaccines into play.
Yes.
95%. They've been all along. They've been trying to depopulate the world for a long time, and thus the huge homosexuality push.
You see, Randy, they've been doing it for a long time. Doesn't mean it's not important to us today.
Oh. I know.
And they have been doing it for a long time. I have a huge article, how to sever the roots, of the tree, how to kill off the population. Oh boy, does it have a lot of stuff in it. And that's a long time ago.
And they were playing around with eugenics back in the early 1900s.
Oh yeah, that was another purpose. The same thing. The outline of DDT, Silent Spring, that was another issue to do the same thing. This is all for depopulation. But now they're getting really sophisticated, and they figured out how to have the people all run to ask for their death pill, their death shot. And they're doing it. We're doing it. We're having people doing that. The goal is 95% depopulation. That's the goal.
So, Richard Proctor, Provis Institute, let me ask you this. Why then, why was President Trump, And I can almost answer the question myself, but I'd like to hear your answer. Because Dr. Ted Brewer appears on our show, and he's very anti-vaccine, period. Anti-dirty vaccine. Let me just put it that way. I don't want to mischaracterize him, but there are people out there who say, vaccines are bad. And I tend to agree. If you can't read, or if you don't know what the ingredients are, if you have aborted fetal tissue in a vaccine, no thank you. If you've got this vaccine that changes your DNA, no thank you. This messenger RNA treatment or whatever it is. So why did President Trump sign on to this Operation Warp Speed to deliver the vaccine if he would have the same knowledge as we do. And I guess that if is the key word here, or not.
I'm going to say the same thing again. I don't know what's going on the back of the vaccines with Trump and his administration. I have no idea. But that's one of the things that I disagree with Trump vehemently. Okay? That's one of them. I've got several that I disagree vehemently what he did. I still support him for what we need 100%.
He did it. He did it, Doug, most likely because he was going into an election.
Probably.
Whatever reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's all kinds of things in the, I believe this too. If Trump had come out, let's use the term October, and gone against the COVID vaccine, the COVID stuff with masks and socialness, said, that's all a farce, don't do it, a whole bunch, maybe millions of his supporters would have disappeared. Because we have a religion now of this COVID-19. People brag about it. Oh, I had it. Oh, my friend had it. Oh boy, how I got over it. Oh yeah, it's a religion. They can't even detect if you've got it or not. It doesn't exist. You have a flu. You don't know what else you might have.
Guys, do you think now that Biden is ostensibly in, well, he's in the Oval Office, he's there, and Harris is, you know, at the Naval Observatory. So, based on that, do you think that we're going to see an increase, decrease in, the coronavirus, threats or
yes,
not?
We are. Yes, we are. I think the threat will go this direction. This is, again, this is what I think. I'm not trying to say what anybody else thinks. This is what I think. First, the mandatory masks and second, mandatory vaccines. And you'll be penalized some way if you haven't taken the vaccine. You can't get a job. You can't get food. All kinds of things. There'll be some stuff happen in the credit card business and all these kinds of things to be able to track everything you're doing. The vaccine will be able to track using 5G. The vaccine will be able to track. They'll be able to track you. They'll be able to tell things about you that you never would think anybody would want to know. Yes. And I believe that the time will come where if you don't have the vaccine, you can't buy food.
All right. I just got this. Gentlemen,
I won't argue with you on that.
Okay. I just got this notice. In fact, I think Town Hall is reporting this as well. Biden, who promised at the Democratic National Convention one day we'll have a national mask mandate, he has now changed that from a general requirement to an executive order that applies only on federal property and interstate transportation, the latter of which I don't know what that means, except, you know, perhaps planes and
Trains, buses, everything. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. But there are the supporters of a nationwide mask mandate are disappointed. Constitutionalists are pleased. So you've got this waffling now that he's in office, supposedly.
It's
so
just further proof that this is all BS from the word go.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is. It's right. I mean, as soon as Trump even indicated that he was leaving the White House, you had these mayors and these people in the blue states wanting to open their economy again.
Yeah.
No sooner did they get that sniff that Biden was going to be sworn in today than suddenly it wasn't a big deal. Look at the protests and all last summer. This whole thing has been a political weapon. I would never go in for a test because that's a great way to collect your DNA too. Somebody's sticking a swab down your nostril.
Collecting a lot of stuff.
The truth is going to become so obvious even to the left over the next couple months of what's been going on.
Well, I hope that is exactly what happens. I hope the scenario that I just said doesn't. Okay. I think that's very important. I don't want the scenario that I just said to happen.
Somebody's got to do something.
Which, you know, circles back to what we were talking about initially. You know, somebody's got to do something, and it's got to be on a grand scale, I think. But maybe we, as people who send us emails and send even Richard Proctor, Provost Institute emails, what do? I think we fight on a local level first and then tackle the national level, you know, but yeah, we've got to fight. We got to stay in this fight, regardless of it. Doesn't matter. We have to fight.
Yes.
Well, we're going to.
Yeah.
And I'm doing everything that I can through the book sales, through the appearances that I make, everything that I can. And remember, I don't ever tell anybody that this is going to happen. I say, this is what I think is going to happen because of what I see in the patterns. That's how I say it.
Yeah, you know, Randy, Richard Proctor to me, and please, this is a respectful description. You're like the Rain Man, okay? Seriously, if I'm in, you know, I could probably drop a box of toothpicks and you could probably count them. And that's a credit to your, a compliment to your, observations of patterns. Or, you know, I'd like to have you at a craps table one day. Although I don't
play. Well, Rain Man can do it.
Yeah, I don't play craps anymore, but, house except always
on
wins.
The radio, except on this broadcast.
Yeah. But no, I mean, so yeah, and we all, you know, it's interesting because you came out and said patterns, and Randy Taylor and myself, we look at patterns too. And so we're all in the same ballpark, maybe different yard lines, looking at different things, but it's
just different. We just have different opinions.
It's like I say when people are asking me about economics, guys, they say, well, I got to study economics. One of the first things I always explain to them is you already know economics. You just don't realize it. And it's the same thing. Everybody knows patterns. Everybody watches things, but they just don't realize exactly what patterns they're watching or why or how or that kind of stuff. I look at them differently than other people do. That's all.
Yeah, yeah, you do, and surprise. You know, I've been surprised that you're. I don't want to say surprised. I've been impressed. I suppose is the better word of your accuracy in certain events, things that you've said. And I go back to April, May of last year, and I look and I say, wow, you know, Dr. Richard Proctor, Provost Institute, said this, and sure enough, and especially about matters of constitutionality, which I just. You know, I just find very fascinating, but, all right. So
I would still like to be on that commission, 1776 commission.
You know, I haven't heard anything back.
It's operating now. I'd sure like to be on it.
I just have not heard a darn thing back from that. And folks, you know what? 1776 commission, send them an email and, you just search on the internet for 1776 email, commission, 1776 commission, and send them an email, suggesting Dr. Richard Proctor, Provost Institute, as a member of that commission. I think that would be a great addition, working against, of course, the Lincoln Project and other, such foes. There you have it.
I don't think the Lincoln Project's going to be much longer.
Well, that's right, too, Randy. You just said one. That's a pattern. That's right. I don't believe it either if things go the way they appear they might be going. Okay?
You know, that's pretty interesting.
That's good. I'm not going to argue with them on this stuff. I refuse. I have a different opinion. That's that. I have my background and experience in patterns. I see it a different way. I used to be able to damn near predict terrorist attacks by patterns. Well, I mean, I've got my bona fides in patterns too, and I know I've been dressed down.
Absolutely, they're very important.
Over patterns, okay? Absolutely. I just see it differently. That's all I'm saying.
And that's right. I don't mind. Perfect. I look at them different. You look at them different, and that's fine.
I'll leave it at that.
Well, yeah, but I think we're talking about the same thing here. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think we're talking about the same end goal. Whether
well, I would like to absolutely. I'm just saying I see things differently as far as what's going on, and I think Trump missed his window. That's all I'm saying.
And because
at this point. We're not in constitutional area.
Right, we're not.
No, thank you.
That's right.
We're in uncharted waters, okay? So my opinion is every bit as important as everyone else's opinion. And I'm telling you, we missed our freaking window. And
perhaps next week I'll be on the same pattern of feeling as you are, just like I said a few moments ago.
Maybe.
We're just guessing. We're just.
Oh, we've been guessing. We have been guessing since absolutely. I know that. I know what we've been guessing. So I just don't say, please don't pin. I don't want to pin all our readers and our listeners' hopes on something that may not happen. Okay. Reality is that the fight is going to change. That's what history tells us. The fight now has to change. The chances of I'm just telling you, the military is part of this establishment. Listen, the military, having served in the military loves war. That's what they do.
Yeah,
they love it. And this guy, Biden, is going to get us right back into a war. You can bank on it. So military backing him, I just don't see it. Honestly, I don't see it, Doctor. But if you're entitled to your opinion, I'm entitled to mine. I'm just saying, and I want it on record, I don't see it. That's all I'm saying. I still love you, man. I think when it comes to the Constitution, you are like a demigod when it comes to the Constitution. Yeah, I've learned more about the Constitution hanging out with you than I ever could have learned seriously, than I could have listened in a classroom. And I respect that. I think it's fantastic, your knowledge of the Constitution. It's amazing. Absolutely. Things I never even
And the stuff
noticed.
I'm talking about is outside the Constitution.
I know we're way outside of it now. And that's where it's such, I don't know.
Yeah, I agree.
I just don't know, Doc.
So if I didn't talk about anything but the Constitution, that would be a lot better for me.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I think.
No, he taught us about those codes today, and nobody knew about those codes. In fact, I was looking up some of that stuff while you were. The CDC apparently is attempting to code as of January 2021.
Yeah.
What does that mean, really? The CDC, that vault of information?
Yeah,
unbelievable. You know,
I organized the business and made a lot of money on ICD-9 codes.
Wow. Worked out. When you got into it, how many were there?
Around 1,000 or less.
Wow.
Now we're pushing 70,000.
Yep. Wow.
That's amazing.
Imagine even 1,000 or less. I had to do every one in every zip code of the United States. Think of how many zip codes there are. And not only that, I had to get all the data for every procedure that had happened and how much it cost. And I had to be able to put that on a chart so that people could see where the 70th percentile was, so they would know how much to charge, how much to pay, how much the insurance companies were going to pay the medical establishments for that particular procedure. So I had to have significant codes for every zip code, for every code.
Now, and another question would be, did prices change quite a bit over the zip codes according to the zip code?
Oh, yes, they did.
Let me
give you an illustration that's important in the code business. The codes, ICD-9 code, all of them, CPT-4 codes also, okay? The doctors, they say they did, the obstetricians, for example, this is one that worked really well. They priced it at $800 this year, knowing they were only going to get six. But they still all priced it at $8, so that next year they could get $8. Because the new codes would come out with the new dollars, the new dollar amounts. See, I tracked that. So when the new dollar amounts came out, they then would increase what they wanted for next year. And they all did it. When people physicians discovered that they could open a surgical suite in their office to treat, tonsils. We would take out a guy's tonsils. The doctor took out my tonsils in his office and he got paid for an office visit and a little bit. Da, da, da. But today, in 1991, when I was doing this, if they put a surgical apparatus in the room and they put a table in the room, they could now charge for a tonsillectomy, and the ICD-9 code for that was like $300 or $400. In addition to the office visit.
Okay.
Oh, so when they saw that, they would say, well, now they cost $300 or $400. So they would get through it, but they'd charge $500 or $600 or whatever they wanted, knowing that the code would increase because the way the codes work, they would increase for next year because the codes all change every year. That's how it was done. I watched it happen. And I recorded it. And so I told them what the insurance companies could pay the next year. Then I told them what they could pay the next year. I did it for only 2 years, because the guys saw money and I sold it. Oh, did I sell it? But anyway, and then now it's done with computers, not so much just people, because I was just doing it with people in the desk at the insurance company. They provided me a desk and every claim that came into their system. And I charted every ICD-9 code that came into every insurance company every time and told them what they should pay for it. But we kept track of the information so we'd know what it would be next year.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Big deal. It's a big deal, guys. It's a big deal.
Well, that's, yeah, that'd be pretty complex.
And now with 68,000, you can't do that. Too many. You can't do it.
You could, but your head would hurt.
Yeah, it really would hurt. Yeah, it would really hurt.
Now, let me just, if you don't mind, I want to kind of toss a video at both of you. This, I don't know, most people, or there are a lot of people who listen to this show, don't watch Fox, and they refuse to watch Fox. I get that. They have their feelings, you know, about different people. I understand that. So I'm not trying to push any one particular person on anyone. I just, it's the message, not the messenger. It's the message, not the platform. I'd like to play just a few minutes of something I heard last night. Changing the subject just a tad, if you don't mind. Kind of in the outro part of this, which is, you know, we're about, I don't know, 15, 18 minutes out, but, as we start winding the program down, get both of your thoughts on this and then, this is kind of, in my view, where we stand today, because people are going to be asking again, well, so where do we stand today? But I thought this made a lot of sense. And from a constitutional perspective, Richard Proctor, Provost Institute, from a analyst perspective, Randy Taylor, please just take a listen, just a few minutes of this, if you don't mind. Go ahead.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. It's weird to say it, but this is the last day of the Trump administration. If you supported Donald Trump, that's a sad thing to face after 4 years. On the other hand, if you didn't support Donald Trump, if you're one of the many in our professional class who have made hating Donald Trump the very center of your life, this has got to be a pretty good day for you. You won. Your party now has control of everything. By tomorrow afternoon, Donald Trump will be gone for good. You got exactly what you wanted. You should be thrilled about that. You ought to be celebrating. But they're not celebrating. That's the remarkable thing. No one in the Democratic Party seems happy tonight. They're angrier than ever. Instead of taking victory laps, they are plotting revenge against the people they just beat. They're thinking of new ways to injure and humiliate and degrade their political opponents, make it impossible for them to work again, throw them in jail, destroy their lives. It's hard to describe how weird and strange and awful this is to watch. Imagine winning a tennis match in straight sets, then immediately leaping over the net and smashing your opponent in the face with your racket. It wasn't enough for you to win. You had to inflict physical pain. You couldn't be happy until another human being screamed in agony. What kind of person would do that? Well, the kind of people we're watching now, the kind of people who are even more vicious when they win. The leaders of the Democratic Party have now decided that 74 million Trump voters weren't just wrong or misguided. They didn't simply back the wrong guy or have incorrect opinions or fail to see the obvious truths. No, the threat they pose is graver and more serious than that, more dangerous. These 74 million Trump voters are, in fact, terrorists. They're a looming physical threat to the rest of us, and we must deal with them in the way that you deal with threats like that, existential threats to the nation. Saddam Hussein, al-Baghdadi, Kim Jong-un, Donald Trump's voters. For years, they told us this country had been infiltrated by Russian spies, but now we know it's worse than that. The real threat, the actual enemy, is within. In the end, it always is. 74 million deviationists lurk in our midst. They look like normal people. But ladies and gentlemen, do not be deceived. They are Trotskyites. They're wreckers, kulaks. We must root them out. It'll take a war to do that, an actual war, a war on our own people. To make that point as clear as possible, the Democratic Party has marshaled military leaders to deliver the news. They're the party's spokesmen now. General Stanley McChrystal is among them. McChrystal, in case you don't remember, is the strategic genius who can take credit, if you can call it that, for running the longest losing war in American history, the one in Afghanistan, the war that's still going. Yesterday, McChrystal took a break from collecting fat corporate directors' fees to note that, based on his extensive experience mismanaging America's foreign policy, Trump voters look an awful lot like terrorists. An awful lot. Quote, I did see a similar dynamic in the evolution of Al-Qaeda in Iraq, McChrystal said, where a whole generation of angry Arab youth with very poor prospects followed a powerful leader who promised to take them back to a time to a better place, and he led them to embrace an ideology that justified their violence. This is now happening in America. Al-Qaeda in America. Thanks, Stan. Sometime when you can manage to spare a moment from getting rich from your failures in America's decline, we'd love to know exactly what did happen in Afghanistan. What went wrong there? When you have time. Until then, though, Andy McCabe would like to put a finer point on the matter. You remember Andy McCabe. He's the former high-level FBI official who was canned for lying and corruption, a model federal employee. So when Andy McCabe speaks, you could hear the moral authority in his voice, gravelly and resonant like cigarette smoke. You're going to want to listen carefully to what Andy McCabe has to say. According to Andy McCabe's considered judgment, Donald Trump's voters are very much like ISIS. Listen to this.
When we looked at those Americans who traveled to Syria for the purpose of joining the Islamic State, when you put all those faces and names down in one place, you had doctors, lawyers. Some people are very vulnerable to and drawn into that that core lie of any extremist movement, and that is exactly what we're seeing now with these this particular group of Trump supporters.
Wait. American National Security official Andy McCabe is telling us they're like ISIS, Islamic State in Syria?
You can cut that off.
Aren't those the wild-eyed...
You get the idea. It does go on, and I would encourage everyone to watch the entire 8 minutes or whatever it is of that. But, gentlemen, the reason I wanted to kind of end with this is because regardless of whoever, whatever view that you adhere to, the... closing fact is, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but the bottom line fact is that the left look at us, me, Dr. Proctor, Randy Taylor, and everyone watching this broadcast as white supremacist terrorists. In fact, the FBI put up billboards to that effect, if you can believe that, I think it's Oklahoma, in that area. So my question to both of you, to wrap this up, what we've talked about, Richard Proctor, Provost Institute talked about what could happen, what should happen, and really it would be a delight if it would happen, and that's the, you know, arrest of the people who are promoting this claptrap stuff. But until then, we are fighting a war, and I think that's where we're at. Randy Taylor, we're fighting a war where we are the enemy, as declared by the lunatic left. Even Laura Loomer, a good friend of the program, good friend of mine, she can no longer own a gun. Why? Because the FBI said so.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So, yeah. Having said all that, both of you, Richard Proctor, go ahead and tell me what you think of, you know, where we're at with this. Because the vaccines come into play too, because that's a weapon against us. It's not against us. It is. So what do you think of that?
Well, you know, I listened to what Carlson was saying there. Not Carlson, the last guy. I was listening to the last guy that was talking.
McCabe.
Everything he said is unconstitutional.
See?
Every bit of that is against the First Amendment. Every bit of that is against the Second Amendment. Every bit of that is against the Bill of Rights. Everything he said is contrary to the rule of law of our country. Everything he said. That's the place we are. We have government officials that have completely decided that any honest thoughts or even dishonest thoughts are punishable by imprisonment and death. Anything, if you voice your own thoughts or you voice something that the Constitution gives you the right to voice, you're going to be killed. Mm-hmm. The Constitution, as far as he's concerned, McCabe is concerned, does not exist. And that's the whole total of his, does not exist. We, you and I, all of us that are not terrorists, need to move back to the Declaration of Independence and see what the Declaration of Independence says. That's our founding document. Now, there is no Constitution left.
Yeah, we've pretty well shredded the Constitution. You pointed that out before. We've been operating outside of it for a long time. I'll tell you what, that McCabe, he's a piece of garbage. I'll tell him that. I'm going to tell him to his face. This comparing us to ISIS and Al-Qaeda, the problem I really have with that is you had this little incident on the 6th, and they're basing everything on some things that went wrong on the 6th. It really had nothing to do with the patriots in this country. It really had nothing to do with Donald Trump. I've sat here all summer long, all year long, watching Black Lives Matter and Antifa burning down the country, people getting killed in the streets, and we're the bad guys? We're not anything like ISIS and Al-Qaeda. And to even say that is an absolute, I'm taking that as a personal insult. That is a personal insult. I spent years fighting ISIS and Al-Qaeda. We're nothing like it. And pray to God that we never turned into anything like that.
Amen.
Because I'm telling you, all right? Because if I was Mr. ISIS and Mr. Al-Qaeda, there wouldn't have been an inauguration today. Get it? Do you get it? I know everything about those people. And even the fact that ISIS and Al-Qaeda are the same thing, and we have a government that tries to act like they're two separate entities. They're not. They're the same damn thing. Same damn people that were in Al-Qaeda are the ones that started ISIS. So you're lied to constantly by these people. And to compare patriots that adhere, oh, man, this just infuriates me. But McCabe, I wouldn't pay any attention to that. That man has no integrity whatsoever. So analysts that are watching, go and run in and tell them. Brady Taylor said he has no integrity because he has none. This just infuriates me. I'm. You know what? We're going to do what we got to do to restore the country. End of story.
Which circles back around to the reason for Richard Proctor, his existence is saving the Constitution. Right?
Yeah, we're outside of that though.
But we have to rebuild it though. Well, not rebuild it. We have to. Richard Proctor.
Put it back in place. We have to put it back in place.
Yeah.
It hasn't gone anywhere. We have to put it back in place. But we can't put it back in place if we don't know what it says.
That's
right. If we don't know about it, we can't do it. You can never fix anything you don't know about. I mean, putting me in a place that I'm going to fix computers is like putting me in a place where I'm going to operate on people's hearts. I don't know anything about it. Well, if you don't know the Constitution, you can't fix it. You can't help fix it.
That's true. We're going to have to clean this out though, to reestablish that Constitution.
You see, if you don't know the Constitution, you don't know what I said when I said the Bill of Rights is gone based upon what he said.
Because
you don't
understand
what the Bill of Rights includes.
That's a good point. And a lot of people who think they do, and I'll bet you, you know what? I'll bet you 80% of the people who marched on Washington on the 6th don't have a clue. They have the book, the little book, but they don't have a clue, which is why Saving the Constitution is important to get. Saving the Constitution, ProvisInstitute.com. We're almost out of time. You know what? I want to thank you both because this was a spirited, good, and I think productive discussion.
And I'm grouchy today. I've been through a lot of crap in the last 24 hours. Sorry, Doc, I'm in a bad mood.
You aren't grouchy, aren't you? But you got a right to be.
Some days. Today's just been a rough couple of days.
Right? Yeah, you got a right to be.
And I've got my sunburn on too, guys. Notice that?
You know, that must hurt like a son of a gun.
It does, man. I have to put lotion on every day.
At the end of the day, we're all on the same team.
That's right. That's right. We are, you know, and if people, let's not fire at one, and not you guys, but I mean, you know, let's, as a community, a patriot community, let's not fire at each other. I see that in the Democratic or left side, I should say.
And there's a lot of that going on right now, especially you could look and look at the listeners, the emails and the comments and all. People are turning on each other and we can't do that.
No.
We just can't do it.
No. Which is why.
That's, That's the divide and conquer, guys. That's the divide and conquer. That's what it is.
That's where they're trying. That's where they're trying to steer us.
Yep.
Which is why we have to leave it there. And folks, if you haven't done so already, just by saving the Constitution, folks. Saving the Constitution. ProvisInstitute.com. Link will be in the program description box. And a great beverage to read while you, or to drink while you're reading it is, of course, Hagman Coffee. Go to HagmanStore.com and grab yourself either a bag or some K-cups of Detective's Choice, Revolution, or Patriot Blend. Guaranteed you'll like it. HagmanStore.com. Have a great night, everyone.